Okay, everyone, opening up this week's inbox, I have Candace with me. Candace.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, great to have you back again.
Always a pleasure.
In the new year, so I love that we're starting to schedule some of these so we can hear your wonderful, sweet voice.
Oh, it is good to be back. I miss it when I'm away for too long.
I know, so very fun. Well, we're gonna have you talk to a guy this week.
Okay.
He wants some help here, and he basically, I'm just gonna kick it off with what he has to say. He says, I recently broke up with my girlfriend. One of the biggest reasons was that most of her friends were guys. I hold firmly to the belief that when a guy and girl are in a relationship together, that the guy should not have any close friendships with other girls, and the girl should not have any close friendships with other guys. I believe God made man to be attracted to woman and woman to man, and friendships between opposite sex usually end with one or the other having some sort of deeper feelings than just friends. Is this a biblical principle that I'm following, or am I way off in expecting that level of commitment from my girlfriend?
Well, I think this is a great question, and it brings up that that ongoing debate of what kind of relationship is okay to have when you're single. And now that I'm married, looking back, I think it really is helpful to have a standard of you don't want to be in any sort of friendship when you're single with someone of the opposite sex that would be inappropriate if you were married. Because your standards shouldn't change. You know, your calling to sexual morality and to integrity doesn't like ratchet up when you get married. And so obviously when you're dating, you're going to be relating one-on-one with a man if you're a woman, and a woman if you're a man. And there will be those elements of romance, and you're trying to, you know, figure out, am I attracted to this person enough to marry them? But I still think you don't want to be in a relationship that will be uncomfortable to be around once you marry, if you marry somebody else. And so for this guy, it does sound like he had cause to be concerned. However, I'm wondering if he was wanting her to relate to him in a way that went beyond the commitment level that he had given her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was he wanting her to be so exclusive and acting almost more like they were engaged? Because really, her relationship with all the other men in her life shouldn't be that different from her relationship with him early on in the dating relationship, especially externally. If that makes sense. You know, you shouldn't, when you're early in the relationship, be so obviously physically affectionate that people are going, oh, you know, they're a couple.
Right, yeah. I almost got the vibe a little bit from what he was saying, that there was an element of possessiveness in it.
I did too, and I guess that's why I'm kind of coming down hard on him first.
Yeah, because it kind of made me wonder, like, okay, did he give her some ultimatum? I mean, did he talk to her about this? Because it just seems like, you know, were they really able, did they really come to an impasse on this? Yeah.
Well, and I'm wondering too, did he not realize this about her when he started dating her?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he should know enough about her behavior and her character before he starts pursuing her for marriage that, you know, I would hope that he would have been aware of this prior to starting to date, and that they might have even talked about it. I guess that would be ideal.
Right.
To talk about what are our expectations, you know, for opposite sex friendships. But you really do have to be so careful after you're married about this. And I think we're not careful enough before we're married, because every time we meet somebody who's single, at least I always said, oh, I wonder if he could be the one. You know, and so then I would go there in my head imagining what life would be like married to him. And the reality is, I shouldn't have been doing that, because I'm practicing a thought pattern that you can't sustain once you're married.
Right. Okay. So where's the happy medium in this? Like, say, for example, she's a college student and she does have other guys in her classes, and there's kind of, you know, is this guy, what level of interaction can she have with them?
Well, I think the standard of brother is what we hold up. You know, biblically, that's how we're supposed to treat one another, is as brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, you know, basic kindness is called for, and, you know, covering each other with love, and, you know, putting on the fruit of the Spirit, and acting that way to each other. And that is so different from the kind of flirtatious, taunting, leading on, you know, trying to catch somebody's eye. I mean, you know the difference. Mm-hmm. when you're relating to a man one way versus the other. And so I would, you know, ask her, are you really being fair to this guy who's pursuing you, or are you still kind of checking out the other guys in your friend circle? Because that's not fair either. I mean, certainly he's not the only one that needs to be called out in this equation. It sounds like she was relating to these other men probably a little bit more intimately than was comfortable for a an exclusive dating relationship.
Right. Well, and we know in today's structure, the way things happen, it can also be online extended chats. It can be exclusive emailing or texting and stuff like that. So I think that's something to be concerned about. Well, because if this guy is acting honorably and he has asked her out and he's put his intentions out there and stuff, and at the same time, you know, she's using up a lot of her time hanging on to these other guys and having conversations with them, you know, that's not very honoring to him.
It, you know, the internet has made it so easy to give in to that temptation, and it is, it can be so intoxicating to feel like you can turn a man's head, mm-hmm. and you can get his attention, and you can, you know, and that your flirtation is eliciting the response you want, but that's sin.
Yeah.
And that we're not supposed to tease each other that way. And again, I think it's easier to identify this when you're married because it crosses so many lines that are more obvious. But it's no less a problem when you're single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And so you have to kind of be vigilant about it and make sure that people are in your life kind of catching that kind of stuff for you and helping you maintain
everything.
That's right. That
you know, Lisa, when I email a man, I almost always copy Steve on it and sometimes blind copy, but usually I copy in such a way that the man can see that Steve is in on our conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because just as I would rarely have occasion to have a conversation with a man privately in, you know, face-to-face, I think the same should hold true for email because with internet, it can escalate that much more quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that I've heard of enough marriages breaking up with the help of Facebook, that I don't think I'm being overly cautious. You know, some people may say that I am, but I would much rather be overly cautious than not cautious enough.
Yeah. I've even done that too on my end because I can get, especially with coworkers, you know, we'll email back about something that has to be done or something, and then we'll say something funny or snarky or whatever, and then you can see easily, wow, okay, well, you know, this could easily become personal or whatever. So I always want to be careful about that and make sure it's either the team that's in on it or something like mm-hmm. that, so it doesn't become these individual trails of stuff.
Right. And I think that's wise.
It's helpful to do. So, all right. Well, good thoughts, Candace, as always.
Thanks, Lisa. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
I know. Very fun to have you as part of this. So thanks so much. Okay, everyone, that is it for this week's show. We always want to hear from you. Write to us, editor@boundless.org, and we'll make sure that we answer your questions, as I always say. Make sure you're following us on Facebook as well, because we're kind of putting some different questions out there and keeping you updated on different things that are happening. And of course, keep up with the shows because we're scheduling new ones for the coming weeks. So we want to hear from you and make sure you're still part of the Boundless family. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.